In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends in Jesus Christ, weren't you taken by the repetition of one word in the reading? In 16 verses, the word faith is repeated 14 times. Faith. One of the most misunderstood words during the Reformation, and one that is misunderstood among numerous Christians today. Wouldn't you agree that faith, in the minds of so many, is a characteristic achievable through an act of my determination, an exertion of my will, is my decision? Certainly a purely anthropocentric activity, like worship, understood in the minds of the masses as something I accomplish for God or give to God. Similarly, hasn't faith for many become the Protestant good work that assures salvation? What an abuse of what the Reformation achieved, its renewal of the biblical understanding of faith as a gift, a basic truth so necessary for rightly understanding this text as well as the Bible itself. Faith, according to the Bible, as Luther rediscovered this truth, is not an anthropocentric, man-centered activity, but a God-centered, Christ-centered phenomenon, as Ephesians 2:8 so clearly describes it. By grace are ye saved through faith. Grace, the Holy Spirit provides through the means of grace, the proclamation of the gospel and the sacraments, through which God creates and sustains faith in us. And that not of ourselves, it's so clear. It is the gift of God. There it is. Faith, a gift, not of works, lest any man should boast. Listen again with ears understanding faith as a gift, and note what God is giving and how he is describing that gift and all that comes with it. Verse 1, God describes the faith he gives as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Here God says that his gift of faith gives a person the conviction that future promised things are as real as if they had already happened. God's gift of faith causes a person to see things as they really are, though mere human reason cannot perceive them and certainly scoffs at the whole idea. Verse 2, for by faith the men of old received divine approval. Divine approval? Because the Holy Spirit's working of faith in us covers us with the righteousness of Christ, which alone merits God's favor. Verse 3, by faith, we understand that the world was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made out of things which do not appear. With the gift of faith, we are given the perception that the world and history are not the result of blind fate, but an expression of God's will, created by his word. Faith is the knowledge which tells us that it was the almighty word of God which called things into being out of nothing, creating that which was not there before. And this same gift of faith comforts us today with the assurance that this same Almighty Word sustains the universe right now, and that his promise concerning its preservation remains. Through the Word, this very basic understanding of the world, faith provides. After making this initial observation, that this first article of the Creed can be apprehended only by faith, the author to the Hebrews goes on to recount what the gift of faith caused individual Old Testament saints to do. Even though the list does not begin with Adam, this does not mean that he was not a believer. Some are of the opinion that Adam is not mentioned as an example of a man of faith because he is the one to be remembered as the person who brought sin upon all people. More space is devoted to Abraham than to anyone else, attesting to the biblical acclamation that Abraham is known as the father of all believers. Non-Lutheran commentators are reluctant to identify God's gift of faith to Abraham as Christian faith, since he was an Old Testament saint. But Lutherans are monergistic in their understanding of faith, insisting that faith which believes the promises of God is indeed Christian, whether given to Old Testament or New Testament believers. There's only one true faith, that which the Holy Spirit bestows through the means of grace. Perhaps that is the basic difference between Lutherans and non-Lutherans when it comes to the understanding of what Hebrews 11 is discussing. Remember the account of Abraham in Genesis 12, 1-4, where the blessing of faith to the whole world through the proclamation of the gospel is predicted. Associated with Abraham right from the outset is pure gospel. In fact, the first reference in the Old Testament to objective justification. Yes, Abraham was a Christian, and the example of his faith is treated here under three headings. One, Abraham was given to act wholly and completely on trust. His future and present was totally safe in God's hands. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go. What a gift. Obedience, blind obedience. For he went not knowing where. In verse 8, Abraham went by faith. But in verse 9 and 10, he is given to live by faith. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents. For he looked forward to the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Here, Abraham was given to fix his eyes on the well-established city of God, which was to be revealed in the time of fulfillment. The tenths of life are recognized as temporary. The only permanent foundations are in the new Jerusalem. By faith, everlasting life was as real to Abraham as if he were already there. Stability to him was not seen in things temporal, but only in the eternal, which never fades away. Verses 11 and 12 have the third example of Abraham's faith. and it involves his relationship with his wife, Sarah. It reads, by faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven, and as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. Sarah, in union with Abraham, also receives the gift of faith. Sarah, at first dubious, at last was influenced by her husband's faith, trusting the promises of God so humanly absurd. Through the gift of faith from Abraham by Sarah, teeming life was to come from apparent death. What a superb example of God's ways, differing from men's estimate of what is possible. A triple miracle is happening here. First, faith rubbing off on faith. Faith overcoming doubt. And finally, the results of faith. Teeming life. Note how the concluding verses of our reading summarize our theme, faith as a gift. Old Testament men of faith, Abraham being the primary example in our text, are the models for all New Testament believers when it comes to reminding us of what faith is and ever will be. The gift of faith believes the word of God, that word created all things and sustains them with all that supports this body and life. That word made me a child of God through the means of grace, believing that I am a temporary resident of this world, but with permanent citizenship in heaven. Living out a measure of that citizenship already in our promised land, the divine service, in the company of angels and archangels and all Old and New Testament saints, confident with absolute assurance that the full measure of citizenship will be given when God himself calls us to himself in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.